Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show Podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. The phone number to reach us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Busy night once again. We've got some NHL action that is still currently underway as the Winnipeg Jets and St. Louis Blues are in the second period. Jets with a 2-1 lead. And this is a series that's tied up at 2 apiece. Elsewhere, you saw two series end tonight where the Florida Panthers have advanced after beating in-state rival Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Washington Capitals beat the Canadiens 4-1 in this game, win the series 4-1. So two series have wrapped up. The Jets and Blues, that one will be a 3-2 series at some point. We've not had anybody advance yet out in the West. With the conclusion of this game, every series in the West is going to be a 3-2 series after five, one way or the other. In the East, the only thing left is the Maple Leafs and the Senators. Toronto right now is a 3-2 lead. The Panthers have advanced to take on the winner of that series, and then the Capitals will play the Hurricanes in the second round. So the East, we've got all but one series settled. And in the West, we've still got four series that are up for grabs. In the NBA, you saw the opportunity for a closeout tonight with the Golden State Warriors. They were not able to do that. The Rockets were able to come back and win game five. Interesting in this game is the Rockets had a pretty sizable lead, a 20-some point lead, and Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler played a little bit in the third quarter, and then they were done. But then the Warriors started to come back, put together a 21-7 run at some point. We're chipping away. We're within 14, might have gotten down to 12 even. Some questions, should Steph Curry come back in? Should Jimmy Butler? Do you rest these guys? Can you come back in after you've been cooled off for really 30 minutes of actual time? They didn't come back in. There was a little bit of a skirmish, and after that, the Rockets were able to keep the Warriors at bay. So that series continues. The Timberwolves and Lakers winner will take on the winner of that series. It could be the Timberwolves as soon as tonight. They're up 3-1. 44-37 is the score right now in the second. And those are the two games in action tonight. Tomorrow, we'll see the Knicks and Pistons. Tomorrow, we'll see the Nuggets and Clippers. The series we do know is the Cavs and Pacers after the Pacers beat Milwaukee last night. So plenty to get into throughout the night. A lot of baseball in action as well, and still recapping the NFL draft. If you missed any of the first hour, we did a lot more on the draft. Russell Brown joined us, NFL draft analyst for Fantasy Pros was here, and also gave some kind of, not final, but final for now thoughts on the situation regarding Giannis and the Bucks and what may happen. That Damian Lillard trade becomes a pretty sizable butterfly effect trade in the history of the NBA. That meaning a trade that you can look back on, or a thing you can look back on and see all the things that it affected. Like, if not for that Damian trade, so many things don't happen. If Damian doesn't get traded, if there's not that trade, Jrue Holiday doesn't end up in Boston. And, you know, maybe they don't win a title and become the juggernaut that they've becoming. By Damian going to the Bucks and not Miami, it ruined Miami's chances of competing. Eventually led to Jimmy Butler leaving, now to the Golden State Warriors. And the trade essentially blew up the Bucks' chances at ever competing or ever being good, at least in the immediate future. So a lot of things happen as the result of that one trade. 888-710-4ISN. He was on the air for about 3 seconds in hour number one. We'll give it an appropriate amount of time this time going forward. It's Johnny in Atlanta. Johnny.
What's going on, bro? I thought you got demoted to screen the calls for a second, but let's talk about Yannick. You say you're a true fan, and let's see how true fans feel about this. If you trade Giannis right now, you will get 3 first-round picks for him right now. It's probably somebody young you can build with. So as a true fan, I want to trade him because y'all have no shot. Y'all salary cap is depleted because y'all paying Giannis and Damon. So y'all can't get no players to pay for him there. So if you trade him, you will get 3 picks. And right now, I don't know if you watch high school ball, but it's this kid called Ace Bailey. He's coming out. And then VJ, he's coming out next year. So you got a lot of talent that's coming out you could build with. That's something OKC, Cleveland, and Houston did. So
no, I totally get it. I mean, this is why I'm finally willing to have the conversation, because for the last 10 years it's all been bunk. But this is finally like, yeah, maybe it's in both of their parties' best interest. I get the sense that everyone in this, from the Milwaukee standpoint, ownership, GM, Giannis included, are going to look at it from a stubborn situation. And if it's not going to be like, well, I don't want to break up with you. I don't want to break up with you. I think they're going to think, hey, let's have a baby and save the relationship. I think they think they can make it work. Both of them.
And that's one thing about my, like I said, I'm a Pacers fan. That's one thing about the Pacers. They'll get rid of somebody and bring somebody in, and guess what? They got back competing again. Because they got rid of Paul George and got Oladipo. We start winning them with him. Got rid of Oladipo. We back with Halliburton. So we compete. We're not afraid of getting rid of nobody. Hey, everybody ain't built to just retire. Everybody ain't Jordan or Kobe. You got to let them go and keep and look at the future. Organization, because hey, if y'all trade Giannis to San Antonio, get Stephen Castle at 2 first round picks, y'all can build with Stephen Castle. Y'all might lose, but y'all losing right now, so really ain't no problem. So
yeah, ultimately, if they keep him or if they trade him, I don't think they're gonna win regardless. So it's basically, you know, pick your poison.
Exactly. All right.
Well, thanks for hanging out around, Johnny, and a rare
no
2 different hours you got to be a part of tonight.
Hey, I feel special, man.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Johnny. Johnny in Atlanta, 888-710-4ISN. Greg's in Michigan. What's up, Greg?
El Bardo, it's the devastated warrior, Mr. Positive. Boom shakalaka. Hey. Very proud to be a part of
it. I don't think Carlos liked that one. I think he vetoed it.
Okay.
Yeah. You've already got a catchphrase. You got one good catchphrase. Well, why are we trying to work in new catchphrases?
I've been mentioning it on national TV. But yes, I won't do it. Yes, as a matter of fact, with you-know-who, with Stephen A. Smith and everybody else, whatever.
Oh, did you get on that show tonight?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, last night it was off the show. I won't say it. It was pretty good. And I said, boom, shakalaka. But, and go for your dreams, as a matter of fact. But trust me, me and you know who is talking about you and somebody else, and I'm going to make it happen. But I'm very proud to be a part of the Winkler universe. My Lakers, Labrizzi, it's just not there. They don't have the size. They look lethargic tonight. But on a positive note, the Detroit Pistons, don't be surprised if they come all the way back. I sense it. We have one superstar.
What are they feeling there in Michigan? Do they feel like they got a chance?
Yes, El Bardo, yes, they do. They're playing with just intensity. They're just not giving up. And as you know, game 4, that should have been called. We should have won that game. We should be up 3-2.
Yeah.
And we should be closing it out tomorrow. But real quick, before all my Warriors go for their dreams, Giannis, is it a possibility it's been bandied about on Facebook, that he could go to the Lakers. Well, I mean, is that a...
Look, it's going to be... Okay, so it's going to be bandied about... and Greg, I'll let you go there. Thanks for the call if you want to get it in.
Everybody, go for your dreams. Love you, Alberto. Thanks, Carlos, with a K.
Did you give him outro music?
Yeah.
Boom shakalak, rude boy.
This is from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's so appropriate.
You know, actually, don't mind if he comes in with a boom shakalaka and then leaves with a follow your dreams.
I'm sorry, it's not follow your dreams, it's
go
for your dreams.
Yeah.
I don't like boom shakalaka. Let's leave that in the 90s.
I don't mind, but if he, because he was doing it as a, double outro.
Yeah.
That was bad.
No, all the double outros are bad. Like, remember with the hit me phase?
Yeah, hit me's bad.
Hit me was
but
bad.
But if he comes in with a catchphrase and then leaves with a catchphrase, I don't mind that.
No, it's too many catchphrases. You want to be remembered for one thing. You're the go for your dreams guy. You can't be the boom shakalaka guy. You can't be the hit me guy. You can't be the oh my god guy. You can't be the Cuomo, Stephen A. Smith, all the other guys that don't know we exist, but you keep mentioning them here guy. You need to be go for your dreams, and that's it.
All right. That's fine.
I will, by the way, I will take that music, and that's now his intro music. I've been thinking about doing it for...
So he doesn't get two catchphrases, but he gets intro songs?
He might have to at this point, although he knows he's only allowed to call in twice a week. He might
tell people that.
Get the intro song. I've thought about it, because we have our regulars. I can't do entrance music for everybody. This is not the Royal Rumble. But I think Go For Your Dreams guy might be the first one. I haven't decided, but it's because you played that song and that song specifically, which is why I may do it.
Well, then if we're going to do that, I don't want to, if we're going to do, this is something that I know gets bandied about by a lot of different, every show reaches their let's do intro music for the callers phase. Just a natural progression of sports radio shows. The good ones, at least. And if we're going to do it, I don't want to be like, all right, let's go to Greg in Michigan and then you play the intro. I want it to be, I'll have to play like a Royal Rumble countdown thing. And then you hit a boom shot.
Which I did say from the last time that I used the Royal Rumble countdown thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd want to do it like that. And then not ever say Greg in Michigan. He just talks. People would have to know who it is. Right.
I think enough people have listened to the show to know who it is. So that's why, again, it works. But no boom shakalakas, no hit me's, no none of that extra crap.
Yeah, it'd have to
sound
perfect.
Like that. Yeah. But mine countdown starts at 5 because we are a 4-hour show, and I don't want to spend 3 hours on entrance musics.
Yeah, we are a 4-hour show, and I want to cut the amount of time that I talk down to about 3 hours.
Yeah, I've done a masterful job with all the segments and extra crap that we do, but yeah. there's still room to trim the fat here.
Yeah. All right.
And by fat, I mean, you know, your job, the actual content.
Yeah, fair enough. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've got some other stuff to get into regarding the NFL draft. We've got some other stuff to get into regarding the Falcons did get fined for that prank call to Shadur. Jeff Albrecht gave some comments. I mean, if you're that kid, you got to be in a, like, how do you tell your dad sorry when you not only cost his team money, but he personally got fined. And now there's some conversation about, well, who's really to blame here. So we'll get into that. And Bill Belichick trying to save face there. Just a lot of people make it. We're in a weird kind of week. It's like Jeff Ulbrich and his son did something, and now they're trying to do this. They're the ones actually taking some accountability. Bill Belichick's trying to change the narrative. John Halliburton's trying to change the narrative. It's kind of a weird sort of week going on. We'll get into all that. 888-710-4ISN. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. That is the phone number, 888-710-4ISN. One of the side plots to the NFL draft was, well, I mean, the main plot was Shedeur Sanders fell to the fifth round. I know everybody's excited about everything else that happened to your team, but this will forever be remembered as the draft where Shedeur Sanders went in the fifth round when he should have gone in the first or maybe the second or at least the third, but certainly by the fourth. But he went in the fifth to a team that had already taken a quarterback in that draft. Now, there was a prank call that came into him that was a pretty poor effort of a prank call where someone says, hey, this is Mickey Loomis of the Saints. We want to take you, but not yet. And then they hung up. Okay. So, it wasn't the prank call itself could have had more impact. Well, in that video, which was shared by the guys that did the prank, was Jax Ulbrich, son of former Jets interim, now Atlanta defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich. So, Jeff's son got the phone number from his dad. Now, Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk has made it his personal mission to figure out just exactly how this happened. Because the NFL has now fined the Falcons and Jeff Ulbrich personally for this mistake. Because the number got out and Shedeur got pranked, the Atlanta Falcons have been fined $250,000 and Jeff Ulbrich has been fined $100,000 as an individual person. Imagine, as a kid, the dumbest thing you've ever done, how much your dad was mad at you for it. I think mine was when I was with two buddies and they had a lighter. And I don't know, for some reason, a lot of kids, this was in eighth grade, a lot of kids were holding the lighter down on a part of their body because if you held it down long enough, it looked like a smiley face burnt into your skin. And so I did that. And my dad was furious with me. You know, I wasn't a smoker. It was very anti-smoking. And he thought it was like a signal that I was running with a rough crowd. He's never been more mad at me. I don't think. I could ask him, but I think that was the one that I would say. And he was very mad at me, upset, tried to teach me a lesson. But what if also that cost him $100,000? That would be a different wrinkle to the story. What Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk is saying is the NFL has created an illusion that the Atlanta Falcons gave Shedeur Sanders' phone number to Jeff Ulbrich. And that's why he's being fined for failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to the club in advance of the NFL draft. But Florio's saying the league gave the information directly to Ulbrich. The process began. The league sent a memo on Wednesday the 23rd to all general managers, head coaches, player personnel directors, and club IT directors with a list of 45 player phone numbers, 6 who were attending the draft, 24 who were participating virtually, and 5 who were a part of the International Player Pathway Program who would be in Green Bay for the draft. The memo was marked confidential at the top. Florio says if that was the final communication that contained Sanders' number, the notion that the Falcons created the problem by sharing the information with Ulbrich would hold water. However, the NFL sent a separate email after the confidential memo was distributed. The email was sent to all the recipients of the NFL's daily transaction report, a report which includes all coaches and assistant coaches. So initially, the NFL sent a confidential, according to Florio, email with Shadur's number on it. And then that didn't go to Ulbrich. Then they sent another email with Shadur's number on it that did go to Ulbrich that did not have the words confidential. The email sent on the 23rd says, all waivers sent to that account. Shadur Sanders has informed the NFL Player Personnel Department he has a new cell phone number beginning today. The email identifies the number. That's how Jeff Ulbrich had the number. That's how Jax Ulbrich was able to see the number. So I think the NFL was in a position where they felt like they had to do something. The Falcons had to be penalized in some way. So they're not going to take a draft pick or anything. They're fining them. Where that money goes, I'm not sure. Charity, maybe. But they also personally fine Jeff Ulbrich, the now defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. The Ulbrich family in touch with the Sanders family. Jeff Ulbrich saying that they were very gracious when accepting the apology.
Obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shadur and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
Now, after this process, Jeff Ulbrich does say he has a ton of regrets about how this went down.
Tremendous amount of regret for what my son did and for what I allowed in being neglectful in that way. But it's another part of the regret is there's so many amazing people in this building that did an amazing job in this draft process, and then to pull it off on draft weekend and do as well as they did, it's hard because those people should be celebrated in these moments, and they probably weren't as much as they should have been.
So this is a Falcons organization that was fined $250,000 in the last 10 years. They've also been fined $350,000 and lost a fifth-round pick for using illegal crowd noise. They were fined $75,000, and the head coach, Arthur Smith, at the time, was fined $25,000 because of the injury report violation they used on Bijan Robinson 1 week. Fantasy owners will remember the week I'm talking about. They lost a fifth-round pick and were fined $250,000 for tampering with Kirk Cousins. And they also were the team that employed Calvin Ridley when he was suspended for gambling in the 2022 season. So a lot of off-the-field problems with the Atlanta Falcons that they've at least been getting fined for, but at least it's been worth it. Now, this one's kind of, I don't know. Right away, I thought they should lose a pick, honestly. And now I'm like, you can't fine the defensive coordinator for an email you sent. I don't know. Just a whole very chaotic start from whatever angle you look at it with the Shadur Sanders career and the Atlanta Falcons, the team that Deion Sanders first played for. A fun coincidence in all this. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. The other fun story that's happening in the NFL right now is we're trying to figure out what's going on with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend slash PR person slash manager. We've learned more details that Hard Knocks UNC, which was going to follow Bill Belichick, which he was excited for, was thrown off because of Jordan Hudson's involvement. And they're also trying to do some damage control about that interview from CBS Sunday Morning, where Bill Belichick was asked a question about his relationship with his girlfriend. And she said, we're not talking about that. On the North Carolina University website, they have put out a statement from Bill Belichick. I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday Morning to promote my new book, The Art of Winning. Prior to the interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of this book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced. I repeatedly expressed to the reporter and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, simply doing her job. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we've been open. We met on a flight in 2021. The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. Many different ways that I feel about this. I think Bill knows the game better than this. Bill has a book. He wants to promote it. CBS Sunday Morning doesn't just want to interview you about the book. They just don't. You guys have heard coverage on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Players and former players and coaches and all these guys make themselves available. Some of the hardest people to be available, make themselves available, as long as you make sure you ask them about the thing they're promoting. Ask them about their team, ask them about the Super Bowl, but make sure you ask them about the thing that they're promoting. That's why they're doing the interview. People that are being interviewed understand that the people interviewing you don't just want to, like, do a 10-minute interview on your partnership with Skims. They want to know, like, some other things that go on. And sometimes people can say, hey, you know, I can't really talk about this or don't. And sometimes the interviewer will say, okay. Sometimes the interviewer will push. CBS put out a statement in retraction to the Belichick statement. When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed. I'm sort of getting fatigue from this. I'm sort of getting fatigue from somebody doing an interview and then not liking how the interview came out and then trying to say that the process was rigged against them in some way. We all saw what we saw. The heat is on now with Belichick and his girlfriend because we thought, oh, it's weird. They're 50 years difference, but love is love. And I'm not personally affected. But it is weird. Not because of the age, but what is her involvement in your life? It would be weird if she was 65. Like, what is going on here? What's happening? And how long is North Carolina going to put up with this? They gave this guy $50 million to transform the football program. Did they realize that this was going to be a part of it? Are they finding out in real time with us when these stories pop up or these questions pop up? It's like, how, what is happening? It's just so weird. I saw a great tweet today that one more weird thing and Bill Belichick's going to be more known for this relationship than for any accomplishment he's ever had on the football field. He's out there promoting a book. Bill, really, at this point, nobody cares about anything football. We're interested in this now. I mean, if you're going to talk to Bill Belichick, it's got to be what is going on here. And you can't just try to promote a book and then deflect. Like, I saw somebody else suggest, does he even know these pictures are being shared on Instagram? I don't think he does. Charles Barkley today said he's worried about him and is going to reach out to him, his longtime friend. It's weird. Roberts in North Carolina. What's up?
Well, Bart, I come to defend Miss Jordan Hudson. I'm the parent of the father of two very strong women who happen to be older than her. And I'm of a certain age, and if I could date a 20-year-old, I'm going to tell you I would. And by the way, I think she's very intelligent, a little sassy and brassy. But, she didn't want them to find out where they met or how they met. They met on a flight. Great story. But his buyout drops on June 1st from $10 million to $1 million. And there ain't nothing going to happen, to say a Southern thing, ain't, until June 1st. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they've got an out, which we thought it might be, you know, if he took a job with the pros and then spurned North Carolina. I don't know how much longer North Carolina wants to put up with this. I think they definitely want to see what it's going to look like on the field, but he's almost because of this, whether you agree with whatever, yes, it's a distraction, but if he's winning games and taking the program to heights they haven't seen, they're going to put up with it. If they're a three or four win program, if they're a three or four win program, they're going to be like, juice not, ain't worth the squeeze.
Bart, I understand that, but give the man a chance, okay? And she's intelligent. She's not stupid. She knows what she's doing. She's a little different. But, you know, hey, she's 24. If I had a 20-year-old, which would be the age difference, you know, she might be a little different too. And I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek and all that stuff. But I think he wants to coach at North Carolina. I don't think he wants to roll out of there not doing anything. That's a terrible legacy. You talk about his legacy. I think he wants to whip, you know, whatever, Wake, Duke, fill in the blanks. But she's different. The Navy, the matching Navy hoodies and stuff, kind of goofy. But, I mean, it was CBS Sunday morning. Come on, Jane Pauley, she's 73. You know, she runs the show over there. I mean, they're tongue-clucking, judgmental, whatever. But God bless y'all, and be patient with Miss Jordan. What would you say if they got married?
I think, what would I say if they got married? Robert, thanks for the call. I think the big issue is there's a lot of questions. What's her involvement in the team? Why is she in on these emails? Is she an employee of North Carolina? Is North Carolina okay with her being involved in all this stuff? And there's also, you could take a step back to everything I've just said and you could say, why does any of it matter? You could say that. You could say, it's a Belichick thing. You know, sometimes I'm like, there's a sports story. I just don't care about it. It doesn't impact me. Like, this university has got to forfeit their games from 9 years ago because they bought a kid a cheeseburger. Oh, I don't care. You might not care about this Belichick story. I think what's happening is people don't want to care about it. but they're so weird and secretive that we're now all like, okay, can we have some answers here? What is going on? Even if we don't have the exact play-by-play, shot-by-shot, how you met, like, does she work for you? What is happening? Is this a transactional thing? We just want to know because you put it in our face. That's where I'm at. I tried to ignore the story as long as possible, but it is weird. And it's Bill Belichick, 6-time Super Bowl champion as a coach, Super Bowl champion as an assistant, one of the, if not possibly the greatest football mind the sport has seen. This is a weird final act. This is like the last season of Roseanne, the initial one. I like the show. Good show. Last season, she's rich and winning the lottery and marrying a prince and Dan's dead and they got a baby. I don't know. What is this? This is how you want to go out? Weird. 888-710-4476. Here's an update with Marco Belletti. Bart Winkler Show, Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti with you tonight. Portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Luka Doncic had to go to the locker room at the end of the second quarter. Took a hard fall. Dante DiVincenzo kind of got in there on him. He's back in the game now. There's about 7.5 minutes to go in the third. The Timberwolves are up 66-61. If Minnesota wins, they win the series. Did you see who was at this game sitting courtside? Kyrie Irving is at this game, which is interesting, right?
Yeah, he's just like, you ever seen that Wolverine meme where it's just him laying on the bed and he has a picture? Yeah. Like, it's like he's like missingly loving whatever he's touching. That's Kyrie Irving right now with a picture of LeBron.
LeBron or Luka, either one.
Oh, yeah, good point. He's like, man, why didn't I get traded with these guys?
Yeah, either one. I'm not
he
sure.
He had his chance.
Yeah, well, I still think if that Cavs team stayed together, they could have won.
He wanted to go beat a man.
More. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Chris is in Maryland. Hey, Chris.
Hey there, fellas. You guys are getting a little wacko. It's like TMZ, but I didn't know you were going to do some of your programming. I love Giannis. I think he's a great player, and I'd hate to see him come out of Milwaukee, but, I mean, I guess trying to keep up with your skits and bits. Man, I mean, you can't trade him. And it just seems like a good guy, and I don't even know, like, you know, pick on Nico and Collins and all, but Luka and some of these guys, I just don't know. I don't know how you could trade such a guy and concerned about him, but I'm not certain. I guess they're in cap hell. Is that the problem? And anyway, also, before you get too far and do all your programming adjustments, you better consult Robert and the Bartometer. Robert in Annapolis and the Bartometer.
What's all these programming adjustments? What are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about I forget. You were
Belichick?
Doing
the news of the day.
Kind of all the some of your skits and bits are a little getting sideways, but I don't know. I just wanted to shout out to Robert in Annapolis, I guess, and you guys are doing that. And DeBarto, I guess it came from the gentleman from Michigan, Greg.
Greg,
talking about certain things and going sideways, and I thought, well, what are you guys talking about? And I was focusing on Giannis, and then we're talking about, oh, and her name is Jordan now. Did you know that?
Bill, I'm not sure I'm following your skits and bits.
Right. Jordan is now, she wants to be referred, Bill's girl, wants to be referred as that. And
do you guys know Chris, it's the end of the hour, I gotta let you go. Do you know that she's in the Miss Maine competition? Like, not was, but is?
I did know that, and she'll probably win just because of notoriety.
Yeah, she is in Miss Maine.
Is she from Maine?
It's coming up May 10th.
Oh, well, RIP to her competition.
And then if you win Miss Maine, obviously you can advance to win Miss USA.
That's a given.
So
she won't win Miss North Carolina.
How does anybody look at this and not be weirded out or have a million questions?
This whole thing is a scam.
I know. I don't know how, but we're all getting scammed somehow. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.